place was at Jubilee, you see, on the corner, and Jubilee used to be called Maple Avenue. Maple Avenue and Nelson was on a V. And Jubilee at that time just had Norman Clark meets a meat market there. And then there used to be a, I don't know if it was called Pay and Save or something, something like that.
Piggly Wiggly?
Wasn't a Piggly Wiggly, no. Anyhow, and that store, you see, a grocery store, that's about all there was down there, wasn't there? Oh, and there was a barber shop, I think. Mm-hmm. Yes. And but however, and then opposite, you see, on Nelson Avenue, opposite, right opposite us, was where Dr. Wilson used to live, and he had a big, it was really a farm, you see.
Yeah, 2 acres. Right?
It was like a farm, and they had a horse around, a couple of horses or something for the kids to ride on, and there was ducks quacking around. Well, eventually they subdivided that, you see, and they sold the lots. Oh, this was after the war when they did this, and they sold the lots then for $600, but they were
200 up.
600, these particular ones were. And but today, you know what the cost would be for a lot there? Gee, this is
so that area was quite different from the Edmonds area, was it?
Oh, yes, it looked so much cleaner, if you know what I mean. It was, I said, oh, thank goodness we've come into a cleaner part of the Burnaby. And incidentally, that Edmonds Street where we used to live, it still looks to me the same, inasmuch as there's no sidewalk there yet. Just an old...
That was always a rundown area there.
Well,
it's you folks now, you're the director of ceremonies.
Okay. So were the kind of people who lived in the Jubilee area any different from around Edmonds?
They seemed a better class of person, if you know what I mean. The others, because the others was more, they were more out of work, and they were, people get this way when you're out of work. They get, you know, they get fed up, and they... You know, it's a sort of depression.
Demoralized.
Yes, you know, whereas you go, they quite a few were working more or less around that area. And the people that used to live next door to us, which became very, very good friends of them, they were older than we were, of course. She was old enough at that time to be my mother. But she always, they never had any children or anything. She always called our family her family. This is how close we got. Well, their name were Lewis's, and he was the one that was instrumental in putting up Burnaby Hospital.
He organized the original committee. He was the president of the hospital.
He organized it and got it going. And
he solicited funds from all the big industry around Burnaby and Vancouver, including the BC Baker. And they turned him down flat at first, but he was very persistent. And eventually he got Dow Grower, who was the president of the BC, to give them several $1,000.
When was that put in, the hospital?
It would be
in the middle 50s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were the communities of Jubilee and Edmonds sort of very separate from each other?
Very much so, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Because the connection was nil, road-wise, you see.
Were there other communities in South Burnaby?
No, it was spread out. No, it was just like Surrey became all spread out, and a house here and a house there, you know. Now, there was one place over here, not far from this particular house, I used to see in my travels. It was about two blocks long, and there was two houses on it, and it was blacktopped.
Who lived there?
Well, it was some alderman lived there or something. He got it blacktopped. That was an example, but... Nothing, all around was bush.
Yeah.
It came into Douglas Road, you see, this particular street.
Was Douglas Road blacktop then?
Originally, no. It was eventually hard top. It wasn't blacktop. It was kind of an oil, or, you know.
Hard?
It wasn't, I wouldn't call it a blacktop. No, it was blacktop later, but not then.
So what, most of the streets were just dirt?
Gravel.
Gravel.
Yeah. And so it was Nelson Avenue when we went there originally. It was a very good gravel top, mind you. It was the only wood around that they could use, so it became very hard, naturally, with the amount of traffic on it, you see.
Did people in South Burnaby have much to do with North Burnaby?
None.
No.
They were loggerheads all the time. They detested each other.
Why? Because
we had the municipal hall here, you see, down at Edmund.
They felt more superior in South Burnaby,
And they felt that they were out in the cold.
Were they?
Then there's that great big dip there, you see, the base of which is the present 401.
And that Burnaby Lake.
And that was a separating area between North and South Burnaby, you see. Mm-hmm. I remember the feeling was quite high at many times, you know, because anything that went on there that we got in South Burnaby, they resented, you see. Because most of their place was more bush than we were. We did have some roads here and clearings, you see, and a couple of parks. They had nothing over there at all.
Except, yeah, Vancouver Heights and Capitol Hill, I guess.
Yeah, well, that wasn't there then anyway.
No?
Vancouver, you mean?
Well,
that was different. That was in Vancouver, yes. But Burnaby in its section was all bush.
Yeah.
But that V around where we used to live, you know, at Jubilee, it was all nicely paved, you know, and everything looked so clean around there. And then they had these beautiful trees planted.
Semi-tropical trees,
the people that used to live in our place, you see, because we went right round on the V like this, and they had all these beautiful trees, and the flowering trees.
Hmm.
Looked lovely. And there was other trees, too, down the avenue, you see. I think maybe maple leaves, because they called it Maple Avenue, trees. You see. And it really looked lovely, you know, nice and clean and fresh, you know, like we used to go into town on the old interurban, you see, because there was no stores like supermarkets or anything like that around here. So we'd find out what was on sale, you see, at Woodward's or something, and made a regular safari of it, because you could go into town for on the interurban for 8 cents, you see, or 2 for 15 cents, wasn't it?
Or, you know,
adults.
You know, Jubilee was one of the high spots in South Burnaby, between Jubilee and Central Park. You see, it was the ridge, which still is. It's one of the highest spots, you see. It's higher than Edmonds.
Anyway, you used to go and get, you know, all your groceries and everything that you needed, because they were so cheap at Woodward's at that time.
You know, we used to go to Vancouver from Jubilee, May and the four children, myself, with a $2 bill. And we'd have our tickets anyway, you see. We'd go to Vancouver and shop in Woodward's, and we'd all be packing groceries there, and the six of us had something in our hands.
That's how we'd
have the big ones in our arms for $2.
Got it.
That's a fact. We'd come and go to the groceries for $2.
So if you had a job, you could...
You were a millionaire.
Yes, you were a millionaire, really.
So they didn't mingle with the paupers, you know, these people with jobs. They were wealthy.
Really?
There was no, unless you were a relative or a very good friend, they didn't bother with you.
Oh, no, they...
They didn't help the people who were out of work.
They sweat off their eyeglasses.
For some unearthly reason, they would think you were lazy, you know.
That's what they thought that, you know, because you didn't have a job or couldn't get one, that you were lazy and indifferent.
Well, did the unemployed help each other?
Oh, yes, sure.
But we always
quite a camaraderie amongst the unemployed themselves. Now, I used to do a lot of visiting one way or another. I used to go to visit other you know, people I used to know, and I was always welcome. There was always a cup of tea there. But other people that had jobs, no way.
Hmm.
They'd be pleasant, mind you. They wouldn't invite you in the house. Normally, I mean, some would, but I mean, average, they would not. You see.
I don't know why not.
I think they had a feeling that you were after their job or something, you know. You got too friendly that, you know, you might find an angle in which to get them out of their job, you see.
Right.
You know, that's what I thought anyway.
Yeah.